Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vishwaro Prabhu, Maradananda Prabhu. It's a wonderful presentation. Thank you. When Bhaktivedanta Hospital first came to being, it was our hope that it would provide a facility where devotees of various different occupational talents could work together in a sanctified atmosphere of devotees. And by doing so, to raise the respectability and dignity of Srila Prabhupada and his missions in the eyes of the public. And especially through their services to transform people's consciousness, to make them Krishna conscious according to the level of their receptivity. With this third principle in mind, the spiritual care department began at the very onset of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Of course, the brahmacharis and myself, that was our special interest. Because without spiritual care, Bhaktivedanta Hospital is nothing more than a business enterprise, or at the most, to some extent, a philanthropic organization. Srila Prabhupada, in many lectures, in his books, repeated that it is not our business to open hospitals. And he talked about Mayavadis who, because they did not experience a higher taste, they fall from the impersonal Brahman to this world to open hospitals. And the idea that philanthropy is equal to spiritual life, which is very, very prominent in every religion throughout the world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada condemned that concept. Prabhupada said opening hospitals is good, but it is not the business of the Hare Krishna movement. So, what differentiates us from all the other hospitals that do philanthropy, and what justifies us putting Prabhupada's name on a hospital after he said it's not our business to open hospitals, is only one thing: spiritual care. Spiritual care changes everything. And you can judge a thing by its result. Are people becoming Krishna conscious? Are we elevating people to the path of transcendence or pure bhakti? So, of course, a hospital is a very, very serious commitment with tremendous responsibilities and pressures, especially in the beginning years, because none of our devotees was really experienced organizing, managing, or maintaining a hospital of this size. And it kept coming to our attention that spiritual care, it would come up and then it would wane. It would wax a little and then wane a lot. Wax a little and wane a lot. Since you're all counselors, I can confidentially tell you it was exactly the same with the counselor system at the beginning. Because we began with only a few counselors. And we'd push it. It's very important that each and every devotee within our congregation has every facility to feel cared for, educated, trained in Krishna consciousness. But the problem is, all the Grihastha counselors, they had their jobs and had their families and had their extended families and had their social obligations. And bigger problem than that is all the counselees have all the same thing. So I'd go to the West and I'd come back. How is the counselor system? Nobody ever told me that we officially ended it. But things equal to the same things are equal to each other. There was no counselor meetings in months and months and months. And because nobody's really interested and it's not very important. People aren't really receptive so much. They don't have time and we don't have time. And do we really have to do this? And this happened 3 or 4 times where the counselor system was at a standstill. And we pushed. We have to do it. It is essential. It is important. It took a few years of this type of pushing till the counselors really, really understood, I have to do this. Do you remember? Who are some of the original counselors? Raise your hands. Anybody here? Something like this? And now, it's the very basis of everything of Radha Gopinath Temple. It's the power of the counselor system that Bhaktivedanta Hospital has arisen, Gopal's Garden has arisen, the congregation has expanded from dozens to thousands, and all of the different outreach programs that the congregation is doing and all the self-help programs, it's all on the foundation of the counselor system. And it was working so well and expanding so nicely that several brahmacharis were thinking about getting married so that they could have a counselor. I didn't tell the brahmacharis, but there were brahmacharis who said, why don't we have a counselor system here? I need a counselor. It would be better if I get married so I have a counselor. So we spoke to the brahmacharis and started a counselor system in the brahmacharis, and they are following in the footsteps of the congregation in this matter. But it wasn't easy at the beginning because so many other priorities in life. So in a similar way, in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, it was very, very difficult to get the spiritual care system together. And I remember we had a meeting with some of the leaders of the hospital in one of the small rooms. and they told me that spiritual care is, it's there, but it's practically non-existent because we just don't have the time and energy to do it. There's patients, there's emergencies, there's employees, there's emergencies. There's emergencies everywhere in this material world that have to be dealt with. So at that time we suggested, well, before we suggested, I emphasized this is the purpose of the hospital. Otherwise, we have to take Prabhupada's name off it. We have to. Because we're contradicting his order. He's saying our business is not opening hospitals. We can't put his name on a hospital unless it's making people Krishna conscious. And we decided the topmost efficient, influential, best man in the whole hospital must be in charge of spiritual care. And that person happened to be the director in charge of the whole hospital, Madhavananda Prabhu. He was the director of the hospital. If we want to actually really put emphasis on spiritual care, the director of the hospital should resign from that position to put his full time in spiritual care, beside his pediatric pastimes. So who's going to be the director? That became a second priority. And Raghunath Prabhu was just about to move to Amritsar. And you remember we had a meeting here at Radha Gopinath Temple, and we asked him to take the position of director of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. I think the trustees asked him, and he said, "You know, I have to talk to Maharaj about this. I'm just leaving for Amritsar. We have a house, everything is there." So he came to me in my room, and we expressed to him how important it was. The fact is, Madhavananda Prabhu was doing a very good job as the director. But we expressed to Raghunath, in order for us to fulfill our mission, we have to put Madhavananda in spiritual care. And we all believe you can do the job as the director excellently. He did not want to do it. The traffic in Bombay, the congestion of Bombay was driving him crazy. His family all wanted to go to Amritsar. His parents were Amritsar. He has a beautiful house in Amritsar. He loves Amritsar. He surrendered to that position. He surrendered to that position. And he did a wonderful service. But then Madhavananda Prabhu, besides his pediatric pastimes, his full service was to develop spiritual care with Vishwaroop Prabhu as his co-director type of person. And then spiritual care was taken very seriously, because it was made a top priority. And after that labor conflict that you all know about, where those labor union broke in and started breaking things and threatening devotees' lives and everything else, making unruly, unreasonable demands, the hospital had to close. And then we reevaluated the whole scene of the hospital and decided that it should be more in the spirit of a missionary hospital, where we're more focused on charity and spiritual care. And at that time, there was a whole reorganization, and Raghunath Prabhu begged, now that we're reorganizing, let me go to Amritsar. So we all bowed at his feet for all of his wonderful service, and he went to Amritsar. And by that time, Vishwarup Prabhu was fully immersed in spiritual care, was developed very wonderfully, and Madhavananda Prabhu came back to his old pastime as director. And we see from this presentation how the spiritual care department is literally all-pervading in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and how so many people's lives are being transformed. Statistically, there are certainly more patients and employees who come in contact with no experience of Krishna consciousness, who become full-fledged initiated devotees. More people like that through Bhaktivedanta Hospital than practically any temple of ISKCON. It's astounding. And it's only a beginning. Only a beginning. It's a very unique and creative way of spreading Krishna consciousness. And not only does it justify having Prabhupada's name on it, but it glorifies his mission and his purpose having his name, Bhaktivedanta, on this hospital. I'm very, very proud of all of you. It's amazing seeing all these people coming to Bhadrasana and becoming devotees. Christian nurses chanting rounds and doing Govardhan Parikrama. And you know, how many of these nurses and how many employees are now initiated devotees with families? So many patients. Are any of our counselors ex-patients? Soon the counselor system will be, the counselors will be filled more and more with ex-patients of Bhaktivedanta. Taking serious responsibilities. And another wonderful quality about the leaders of Bhaktivedanta Hospital is they're always so worried about what the brahmacharis think about them. If they hear any rumor that the brahmacharis have said something about, against, or negative about what they're doing, they're all practically ready to go to Prayag and end their lives. I have seen. Yeah. They were always asking me, you know, we need more communication with brahmacharis because, you know, they felt bad. Some of the brahmacharis who were preaching at medical colleges were actually discouraging the students from joining Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And that was a crushing blow to their hearts. So now Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu, Shamananda Prabhu, Govinda Prabhu, and perhaps others, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, are very, very intimately connected with Bhaktivedanta Hospital on a regular basis, going, giving their input. If they see any standard that's not according to the Gaudiya Vaishnav system, you know, they're right there to say. If they see any lacks in the spiritual aspect of the hospital, the brahmacharis are right there to to monitor the situation. And now I think the Brahmacharya Ashram and the hospital have become Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Inconceivably simultaneously one and different. We were explaining in Pune how Prabhupada said our temples are hospitals. Yes? Because they're not just places of worshiping the deities. They're places where the devotees within the temple are like the physicians and the nurses and the administrators, and our job is to cure the disease of ignorance, of illusion, of lack of Krishna consciousness in the hearts of everyone who comes to this temple. We were expressing how almost every single God brother, God sister, or senior devotee that goes to Bhaktivedanta Hospital either as a patient, and there has been many, or as a visitor, their comment is always the same. Same line, standard. But each one of them think that they're the first one who ever said it. And that is that when I came in there, I didn't feel like I was in a hospital. I felt I was in a temple. Yes? Rathayatras, Prabhupada's presence in the lobby, his sound vibration in every room. The doctors and nurses sometimes wearing tilak. So much wonderful spirituality. Feel like I'm in a temple. It's not a hospital. I feel like I'm in a temple. I was saying it is my hope and prayer that someday when people come to our temples, they will say, I don't feel like I'm in a temple. I feel like I'm in a hospital. I'm getting cured. Vishwarupa Prabhu, Madhavananda Prabhu, Giriraj Prabhu, Vaishnav Seva Prabhu, Dwarkatish Prabhu, Krishna Prem Prabhu, all the ladies, everyone who's there taking prominent roles. And now we have, I mentioned some more than I may mention others, there's Adi Kesha Prabhu and Paramahamsa Prabhu, and so many devotees are now involved. But yes, in hospital, every devotee in every department should be conscious and focused that the central point and purpose is spiritual care, transforming consciousness. In order to meet that purpose, we have to have an absolutely first-class medical team with cleanliness, with efficient medical expertise, but that's all for the purpose of ultimately transforming people's consciousness toward pure, unalloyed devotional service to Radha Gopinath. And we certainly have a very long way to go to fulfill Prabhupada's expectations. We're doing a very great service, making outstanding progress, and I would like to reiterate what Madhavananda Prabhu has said. The more qualified devotees who are willing to come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, the greater the project. His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj is one of the greatest visionaries of ISKCON. And he said many times, and he told me just days before he departed from this world, he said he felt Bhaktivedanta Hospital was the most important project in all of ISKCON. Because of its unique ability to be able to transform people's hearts and devotees of all different types of traits to be working together to ultimately do that. So we have a lot of blessings and a lot of encouragement. If there are shortcomings, if there are concerns that any of you have of why not to direct a person to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, my humble request, instead of redirecting that person initially, counselors or leaders come together with the leaders of the hospital and address your concerns. And let us try to, maybe your concern is due to misconception. Or maybe it's real, and with proper input, we can rise above that shortcoming. The Bhaktivedanta Hospital is not their project. It is our project. It's the counselor system that initially began Bhaktivedanta Hospital. All the founding doctors there were counselors. Krishna Chandra Prabhu, no one could ever calculate how much he spearheaded Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Not just finance, but his devotion, his encouragement, everything. There would be no Bhaktivedanta Hospital or Gopal's Garden or many other projects without his encouragement, his guidance, his participation. Far, far beyond financial. His financial is just a small little part of what he invests in these projects because of his love and his concern for Prabhupada and for all the Vaishnavas. And something he inherited from his father, a very deep concern for the welfare of the downtrodden and all living beings. And he has very masterfully Krishnized that, according to Prabhupada's school of thought. So yes, if there are shortcomings, and there certainly are, it's our project. Let us discuss. Let us try to communicate how to make it a better working place for our counselees. Because life is not just about money. And life is not just about getting good grades. We were discussing in the school meeting that many of the most powerful, wealthy, and successful men in the world today got miserable grades in school. Yes? Bill Gates, did he graduate? He didn't even graduate. Steve Jobs didn't graduate. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. People had creative talents. The system today very much crushes creativity just to get you to perform. Instead of releasing your God-given creativity in a direction toward education, what we find is just cramming data in your brain. 90%, 99% is unnecessary, and right after your exam, you're going to forget it all for the rest of your life. Arivo. Yeah, but I'm not here to talk about that. But the principle is, we're trying to create a whole culture at Bhaktivedanta Hospital a culture of devotees who can utilize their skills to work together with other Vaishnavas to transform the planet by making people Krishna conscious. Bhaktivedanta Hospital is doing that. It is doing it tremendously and successfully. But the potential is so much more. And the potential will rise with each devotee, qualified devotee, who participates. And input of how we can overcome our shortcomings will also help us to overcome those shortcomings. To conclude, nothing I'm saying was planned. Actually, I was just going to say thank you. But somehow or other, something happened. To conclude, I just want to offer my sincerest gratitude to everyone who's participating in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. It's a serious commitment, and it's very, very difficult. In many ways, it's harder to manage devotees than non-devotees. Yes? Non-devotees, higher fire. Devotees, you don't want to make aparads. It's real difficult to manage someone that you're not. You don't want to make aparads. And besides the aparads, you know, devotees have to be disciplined. Chanting your rounds, going to yatras. It's not part of your service at the hospital. Yes? You need to get your rounds done. Do it on your off times, not during your hours. If you want to go to a yatra, as in any other business, you have to get the approval of your authority, and only if it's reasonable. Yes, so many things come with devotees. These are just some obvious. But somehow or other, this hospital is rising and sustaining year after year after year. And that labor strike was nothing less than Krishna. Something maybe from the heart of Bal Takarai or something, Krishna was manifesting. But it's just what we needed, exactly what we needed. Devotees were sincerely, honestly just developing, but then Krishna just stopped everything through this labor strike. And then we had to actually reevaluate everything. And we realized this is not really the direction we want to go. And since then, everything is better than ever. Yes? The occupancy of the beds is more than it was before when we had almost twice as many beds. Another thing we require at hospital is more rupees, because we actually want to give more free services. It will actually help to spread Krishna consciousness. We don't want the managers of the hospital always to be under the pressure that we have to get more money from our patients. We have to compromise so many things for money. We have this Share Your Care office to supplement funds so that the devotees who are working in hospital could really focus on their medical profession and preaching. So if you know anyone that can give funds to hospital, we need about 20 crores. Something like that. But it begins with one paisa. And it's very important. So let us try to energize hospital with good devotees and with more funds. And you'll see some of the most tremendous, wonderful. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said every 4 hours he sees a miracle. It's our hope that from Goloka Vrindavan he'll look down and tell us in a dream that every moment I see a miracle at Bhaktivedanta. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
So, Maharaj, we want to really, really thank you to give us encouragement and guidance. Very grateful to you. And also announce the conclusion of this program. You all can go to temple.
Nitya Krishna Prabhu is here and he would like to distribute cards to about his daughter's marriage. You know, his mobility is limited, so rather than him going to every counselor, you know, this is a good opportunity. So he has requested that when we are going out, if you can just meet him and then leave, that will be. Hare Krishna. This may be the